Well, the U.S. government has rejected claims by a top American investigative journalist that Washington lied about the raid that apparently killed al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden back in 2011. White House spokesman Josh Earnest described Seymour Hersh's claim as false. Now, the reaction came a day after Hersh's article in the London Review of Books appeared, which said Pakistan's top military and intelligence officials were aware of the U.S. raid in advance. Hersh cited a retired senior Pakistani intelligence official. Well, according to the article, bin Laden was secretly kept as a prisoner by the Pakistanis and that they helped the U.S. to stage the raid on his compound. It said a Pakistani intelligence official sold the information on bin Laden's whereabouts for $25 million. Crossing over to Portland, joined by editor of Veterans Today, Mr. Mike Harris. Thanks so much for being with us. Well, tell us your take on this story. Does it make a difference, first of all, if he was killed in the way that the White House officially said, or the way now that Hersh is saying?
Well, I think both are inaccurate. We all know and have known for some time that Osama bin Laden, also known as CIA Colonel Tim Osman, died in December of 2001 from kidney failure. The whole raid thing was a charade. It was a theater put on for the world in order to boost public opinion. But it's all part of the set of lies that surrounds the 9/11 disaster when the U.S. was attacked by its ally, Israel.
So in your perspective, why do you think Seymour Hersh now is talking about this story and has presented it in this way?
Well, I don't know. I'm glad to see, though, that some of the mainstream media is beginning to challenge the official stories. That's a good start getting back to honest journalism instead of the endless diet of propaganda that the world has been fed ever since the 9/11 attack occurred.
Are you think that we're transitioning then to going back to a time when actually the media becomes more engaged in what is happening, for example, doing investigative reports on 9/11 and the aftermath, or not?
Well, I hope so. The alternative media has been on this for a very, very long time. The mainstream media has been serving as a propaganda arm for government powers in the military-industrial complex. And I really, really hope that the alternative media is putting enough pressure on the mainstream media in order to force them to come up with some truthful statements. This is a step in the right direction. I'm glad to see Mr. Hersh has disagreed with the official government propaganda statement.
And how significant is that a well-known investigative journalist as himself has actually disagreed with the official line?
I think it's significant. I think that this might be the beginning of the crack in the foundation of the propaganda machine. I think the propaganda machine is due to fail. You look at how many viewers don't believe a word that the mainstream media says anymore. They've lost all credibility. Everyone knows that 9/11 was an Israeli job, an Israeli attack on the USA, but yet they persist in telling us that it was 19 Arabs with hijackers with box cutters. Everybody knows that's a baloney. It's a fictitious story in order to cover up the real crime there and drive the U.S. into unnecessary wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. It's part of how they manipulate American and global public opinion.
Thank you so much for being with us, Mr. Mike Harris, editor of Veterans Today, out of Portland.